This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We reflect on someone who'd written about greening the world's energy more than 40 years ago. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, Twitter has agreed to pay $150 million to settle allegations it deceived people about their private data turned over by users in some cases who thought it was just used to keep their accounts safe. Marketplace's Nova Safo has this.
The Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission say that during a six-year period starting in mid-2013, Twitter told users that it collected their phone numbers and email addresses in order to maintain account security. Regulators say what the company didn't disclose is that it was also using that information to show users targeted advertising. The government says under the $150 million settlement, Twitter will be bound by new compliance measures. In a blog post, a Twitter executive said the company takes data security and privacy extremely seriously and has improved its operations. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Are you buying maybe trips and meals and less boxes of stuff because it's backordered or jumped in price? The Commerce Department releases data tomorrow on how consumers are behaving during these inflationary times. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on how objects are out and services are in.
Spending on goods jumped at the start of this year, but it's been falling ever since. Jennifer Lee is senior economist at the Bank of Montreal.
What we are seeing right now is probably people holding back because either A, because of the higher prices, or B, they're just waiting until they can start seeing some more supply come back online.
On the other hand, spending on services like travel and going out to eat has been steadily increasing for most of the last year, according to the Commerce Department.
We're really just kind of in the early stages of that shift, and it's going to pick up steam, we think.
That's Kathy Bosjancic at Oxford Economics. She says many people already bought all the TVs and household goods they need. Now they want to get out of the house. And even though prices are rising, consumers can afford to spend money.
The labor market is still very strong, and there's still a big pile of savings on the household balance sheet.
Spending on services won't replace spending on goods. For instance, Bosjancic says people will buy more vehicles when more become available. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Notes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting came out yesterday. Expect several half a percentage point jumps in rates in the coming months, given inflation caused by pandemic and Russia's war distortions and the hot jobs market in the U.S. Stock index futures are every which way. For the S&P up 0.1%, for the NASDAQ down 0.2%, the 10-year interest rate down 2.73%. Today, we also follow the money that'll guide whether significant changes are made to the laws governing firearms in the wake of the 19 children and two adults murdered in South Texas. Marketplace Morning Report podcast will have that if you miss it on the air today.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart.
Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The pioneering environmental activist, economic thinker, and futurist Hazel Henderson has died. She was 89. An author of 9 books and founder of the media group Ethical Markets, she understood early that standard measures of economic growth do not necessarily measure the well-being of people or the earth. Now, to reflect on her legacy, we're joined by Ralph Nader, activist, consumer advocate, and the man who's run for president more than once. Nader had spoken to Henderson toward the end.
I mean, Hazel Henderson came to her economic views from experience. She went to New York and lived in the city, and she was raising a family. And she protested to City Hall, created a citizens' pollution control group, got pollution indexes incorporated in weather reports. And then there was no stopping her all over the world. She made things happen. Why? Because she brought economics down to where people work, live, and raise their families instead of the theoretical gross national product measurements. She said economy should be measured by the level of child poverty, the level of pollution.
Now, for the podcast that you do, Mr. Nader, you had spoken to Henderson in the weeks before she died, and there was the economic iconoclasm right there.
Nature is still in charge, and sooner or later, finance, which is still completely blind, will either wake up to this. I mean, I call the financial model magical thinking.
And she referred to a piece in The Economist magazine on central banking and the rest of it. And they're saying climate change, oh, yeah, we can incorporate that in our economic model. It's not so bad. So this is where we are now, she told you. We've got to wake up from this market story. And she means conventional wisdom on how we think about the economy, right?
Very much so. And in her groundbreaking book in 1981, The Politics of the Solar Age, she basically drew the lesson that people on Earth are ignoring that the sun brings solar renewable energy. And because she was right too soon, too early, she was not very often reflected in the mainstream media. So she created her own media, syndicated columns, translated into 27 languages, documentaries, books. And the one thing she kept emphasizing is how the problems of the world can be unifying forces in terms of practical solutions. That's what she built on. She had practical solutions that unified people because, as she said again and again, conservative families and liberal families want the same thing, don't they?
Now, did you detect in what might have been her last interview or one of her last interviews that she drew some optimism in this idea that there is bipartisan support for reining in big tech, including these social media companies?
Yes, of course. She said basically this. The vast majority of daily relationships between people around the world, they reflect cooperation, neighborliness, kindness. Conflict, violence are the exceptions, but that's all that gets the news. And so she tries to emphasize cooperation being the essential on-the-ground daily practice of human beings. So why are they being polarized by the rich and powerful? That was her message, and it really resonated with people. She never divided people in her audiences between left, right, conservative, liberal. She unified them because they all want the same thing for their families, children, and grandchildren.
Ralph Nader, activist, consumer advocate, author, ran for president, I count 7 times, I think. Remembering futurist and activist Hazel Henderson, who died in recent days at the age of 89. Ralph Nader, thanks.
Thank you, David.
I'm David Brancaccio. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.